It is the Joe and Alex show on radio now, and it's about to go down. Quite a simple concept here. Laugh and you lose. It's going to be Liv and Alex and Pork Chop. I'll go person to person, and if for some reason you laugh, you are out of the game.
Pork Chop can't play, only me and Liv.
Well, go step up to a mic. He has a mic. He can. You guys can take turns. It's one at a time. Here we go. Alex, you are up first. If you laugh, you're out of the game. A weasel walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Wow, I never served a weasel before. What can I get you?" "Pop," goes the weasel.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, how did she not laugh at that? All right.
No, it's a pretty good one.
Pork Chop, here we go. I got fired from my job at the bank today. An old lady asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Is that it?
Oh, you act like it's not funny. That's so funny.
I don't get it, actually.
I didn't even understand.
You pushed
that
her over. He checked her balance, so he pushed her over.
Oh, okay.
Get out of here. Live the web, girl.
Uh-huh.
If you laugh, you lose.
Okay.
All right, you're out. Next.
No. You haven't said the joke.
You know what happens after you eat way too much alphabet soup?
What?
You end up having a massive vowel movement. What is this?
I'm like about to cry because like if I can't laugh, my eyes just start to water.
I know. She's looking like, okay, here we go, Alex. This is going to...
Oh my gosh, my eyes. Look, they're really tearing up right now.
Okay, you're clear now. You can laugh. Okay, Alex. I was always wondering, maybe you have the answer to this. What's the color of the wind? Oh, you know what? Never mind. I think I know what it is. It's blue.
That wasn't funny. Was that a joke?
Yeah, it's blue, like B-L-E-W, the color blue.
Oh, like blue. I don't get these jokes.
Okay, Pork Chop, this one's going to get you for sure. Pork Chop, did you hear about the monkeys who shared an Amazon account?
No.
They were primates.
Like primal, like they're primal.
Right, like cellmates. They're primal.
What is wrong with this show here?
Primal, like they're like... They're
like Amazon Prime.
Like you're a Prime,
Prime,
yeah.
Prime, and right. They're primal.
Right. It's okay.
They shared it like
it's
cellmates.
Okay. These jokes are getting good.
No, what? Primal.
Stop. You're ruining this segment
that
so much.
That means that monkeys are primal. They're animals. Primates. They're primates. Right.
Hey, Liv.
Okay.
I bet you didn't know this, but people are actually usually shocked when they find out I'm not a very good electrician.
I don't get this one. Oh, shocked.
All right. I'm surprised you're all hanging in so long. Alex, here we go. Did you hear about the criminal's kid who wouldn't take a nap?
No.
Apparently, he was resisting arrest.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't know what's going on here. They must really, really have some stone faces over here. Pork Chop. The Self-Deprecation Society is taking in new members. I've already put myself down.
I don't get that one either.
Self-Deprecation Society. It's a group.
Uh-huh.
They're taking new members.
Yeah.
I've already put myself down.
Like you're putting yourself down because self-deprecation. Got it.
Wow. Okay, these are my last ones here. Maybe you guys will all survive the game. This is a first, I think. Did you hear, Liv, what the wife said when she bought her husband a refrigerator as a birthday gift?
No, what?
I can't wait to see his face light up when he opens it. Alex laughed. Dang it, wrong question for the wrong person.
I know, I don't understand that one either. I'm sorry.
The alphabet soup one was the funniest.
I know, eyes literally started tearing up because I wanted
when
to laugh.
When you
so
open
bad.
The refrigerator, there's a light. She can't wait to see his face light up.
Oh, like I thought, okay, light up because he got a new gift. I got it.
Okay. Sarah tweeted us, "This don't laugh thing is hard to listen to with a smiley face." So I don't mean if it's so bad or it's just that you're having a hard time not laughing. Maybe it's both. Last two questions here.
Okay.
Actually, last three. Each one of you get one more. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Alex, you know what the mathematician said to the person who invented the number zero?
What?
Thanks for nothing.
Aww.
Liv, you were laughing at the wrong time.
I'm sorry. That one was good.
All right, Alex, you survived the game. Pork Chop, this will get you. I want you to imagine here, because you guys may not know this, but I actually do have a son. Today, my son asked, "Can I have a bookmark?" And I burst into tears 11 years old and he still doesn't know my name is Brian.
I don't get that one.
Listen to this. Here we go. Today my son asked, quote, "Can I have a book, Mark?" And I burst into tears. He's 11 years old and still doesn't know my name is Brian.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right. Well, Liv, you're the last one left. Everybody's replying saying this is painful because they don't get the jokes and they're not laughing.
I know. I'm so sorry.
And your final one right here. Looks like you can all laugh and not lose the game. So, Liv, did you hear about the limbo champion that walked into a bar?
No.
He lost. Get it? Like, because you can't hit the bar when you're a limbo person? All right!
Oh, he walked into the bar. Like, the bar is in what he's trying to walk
was
under.
Was this just painfully bad, or was it just like the joke sucked, or it's like, was it too much for Liv to process each one?
I think
that was the point of the game. We weren't supposed to laugh. We did a good job.
I think maybe the jokes need to be, like, first grade level.
No, they need to be funnier.
Oh, is that what was wrong with that? 833 Joe Alex.
Here. I got it.
What?
Here's the funniest joke of all time. It's my favorite joke of all time.
Well, you're not gonna make me laugh. Go ahead.
Yeah, here we go. Two penguins are walking down the street. One penguin looks at the other penguin and says, "Hey, it looks like you have a tuxedo on." The other penguin looked at him and said, "So what if I do?"
That one was really good.
How the hell are they all giggling at the stupidest joke I've ever heard in my life? Really? That kind of goes to show you the content of the Joe and Alex show. All right, breathe.
My penguin joke was funny, right? That's my favorite joke since I was in high school. It. My favorite joke.
All right, we are the Joe and Alex show.